Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a professor.
Hi, Professor Wallerstein.
Hi, Joyce. What can I do for you?
Remember how I asked you if I could have an extension to finish my final paper for the term? Well, I have a little problem.
Right. I said that you could hand the paper in on Thursday morning before I leave for my conference. Oh, that's tomorrow already. Okay, so what's the problem?
Well, my computer crashed, and I lost the paper, all my notes, my final revisions, everything! I don't know what to do now. I really put a lot of work into this paper. Remember how I showed you my draft twice? I don't want you to think that I...
Okay, look. These kinds of things happen. Have you checked with the computer support department to see if they can recover your paper from your computer? A guy named James over there is really great. He helped me with a similar problem once. Why don't you talk to him and see what he can do?
Yeah, I know him. I already went there this morning. He said my computer had this big virus, and that's what crashed it. And, well, it pretty much ate my hard drive.
I see. Well, I still need your paper by tomorrow so that I can get the final grades in before I leave. You still have your last draft that I commented on, right?
Yeah.
Now, I realize that I handed the most recent one back to you last week, but why don't you try to outline some of the major revisions you made? Then you can type it all up in one of the computer labs and get it to me by tomorrow morning. It just isn't possible for me to give you an extension beyond that. Unfortunately, I don't get to decide when grades are due.
Well, I'll give it a shot, but I know it's not going to be as good as what I wrote before the computer crashed.
I understand that, Joyce, but we don't always get to choose our deadlines, so just do the best you can and get it to me by tomorrow. If you don't agree with the grade you end up with, we can discuss it before next semester starts up. Your second draft showed that you made considerable improvements over your first, and I always consider a student's efforts toward improvement a factor in my grading.
Okay. Thanks, Professor. I'll get the paper to you first thing in the morning.
Great. I can't wait to read it. I'll be in my office between 9 and 10. Good luck.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.